This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV, coming to you from the Legacy Hotel in San Diego, where we are for the Hear the Watchman conference this weekend. Obviously, recording this a day or two ahead of this broadcast. But joining me, one of the speakers for the Warriors Conference, a true warrior himself, speaker for the Defender Virtual Conferences here this year, and the co-author with Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist Troy Anderson of the book The Military Guide to Armageddon. Would it be the head of Battle Ready Ministries?
I am the president of Battle Ready.
The president of Battle Ready Ministries. We welcome Colonel David Giamona to the program. David, great to be with you face to face again.
Absolutely.
We spoke previously via Skype about the withdrawal from Afghanistan, but last week a situation became known. New book from investigative journalist Bob Woodward makes the claim that, which has not been denied now, in fact, is being defended by his allies in the administration and by himself. I'm speaking of Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley, that he went, according to the story, around the State Department behind the White House's back and contacted his colleague, his counterpart in China directly in the aftermath of the 2020 election to basically say, I will give you warning if our president is going to do something foolish like try to attack you. What is your reaction to that story? Was this an appropriate response by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs?
Well, I know the former Secretary of Defense under Trump said he had got no authority to do this, so he went around everybody's back. So if he did do this, and I'm sure there's an ongoing investigation even as we speak, he will go to court-martial and he will be tried for treason if that were the case. Now, President Biden and everybody may try to come to his defense, but the fact of the matter, this was a treasonous act to warn our sworn enemies that we may strike them at any time. That is top secret kind of stuff. Now, Mark Milley always talks to other secretaries of defense around the world. That's his job. And, you know, and he's trying to coordinate things. He's trying to keep the peace. But this is over and above his position. So this is a very, very difficult situation. If I was Mark Milley at this point, I would be contemplating resignation at the very least.
The questions that come to my mind, this is mind-boggling. You know, as a young man raised believing in the American ideal and the rule of law, the Constitution is the guiding document that controls the government of the United States, just to see somebody taking it upon himself. And this isn't the first time we've seen this in recent years. And we've seen it from both parties, quite frankly.
Sure.
Circumventing what their constitutionally defined roles are in order to do what they think is right. I understand wanting to avoid a needless war against China, but what would have been a proper response for someone in General Milley's position to take if he genuinely thought former President Trump was dangerous?
Well, the first thing, and I worked at the Pentagon for 4 years, I kind of understand how things work in the Pentagon. But I think what happens sometimes with people like Milley, Secretary of Defense, they get into a place where they're making decisions over and above their station. And it becomes a regular and routine. And he probably thought at the time, oh, I'm doing the United States a world of good by doing this. However, the first thing he should have done, if he even thought about doing this, go to the Secretary of Defense, that's his boss, and say, hey, sir, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? And so, and of course, the SecDef would have said, no way, you're not going to do that. That's an idiotic thing. We got to wait and see if this book report is true, and you know what the findings are going to be. And I know for exact right now, Congress is going, the Republicans in Congress are actually going find out exactly what happened. I think it'll come out in the wash, hopefully, but we'll have to wait and see.
That's one of the reasons I didn't talk about this last week. Hot takes are usually wrong. And Bob Woodward has been known to overstate the case based on the evidence that he actually has in front of him. So I didn't want to jump out ahead of the evidence here. If General Milley were to have done this, and again, I've seen interesting defenses. Well, we don't know that he did it, but even if he did, .. And Again, how close does this come to like a 5 days in May scenario? Was, as some have been characterizing this, was this the closest America's come to a military coup?
I think so, in a long time. And you're talking about first reports in the military. First reports are always wrong, even in battle and war, so you're exactly right. So we have to wait and see. General Milley's not a stupid man. He's a very smart individual. But, you know, even the smartest of people get into trouble sometimes, as we all know. So what's going to happen now is after this investigation, you're going to find out exactly what happened. They have records of all these phone calls. They're going to go back with a fine-tooth comb. If he did something like this, then there, after the investigation, there's going to be an inquiry. There's going to be, it may lead to court-martial. So we'll have to wait and see how things progress, but President Trump right now says what he did, if he did do it, is treasonous. Plus, the fact is, he really should have resigned already because of the debacle in Afghanistan and all the problems that were a result of poor leadership on the ground. Of course, it's not all Milley's fault. He's taken his orders from the Secretary of Defense and the Commander-in-Chief of the President of the United States.
So, Where does America go from here? For example, and I hate to put you in a position of having to answer a hypothetical, because again, that's always a dangerous thing to do. But how do we move past this going forward, and how do we as Christians process this? Politically speaking, there's a tendency to get caught up in the red team, blue team fight.
Right. If you look back in history, World War I, World War II, Korea War, you know, we've had rogue generals before. MacArthur was pulled back by the president at that time and was relieved because he overstepped his boundaries in Japan and almost became, quote, the emperor of Japan. So how we get past it is we put in new leadership that's trustworthy and people who are strong leaders. And we have to get away from this wokeness, diversity training, all the stuff that's going on in the military. We need to focus on winning and fighting our nation's wars to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And again, as Christians, what should we be working toward, or how do we approach the challenges that the nation faces right now?
Well, it's easy to criticize right now, and a lot of Christians are upset, and we all are upset about this. I think the first thing, our duty as Christians, is to pray. Pray for the leadership, pray for a new leadership, and pray that God will have his way. We got to start by changing the hearts of the church, of Americans and pastors and leaders, and start getting back on the healing road, because right now it is looking very dismal for the fate of the United States of America.
As the co-author of The Military Guide to Armageddon, clearly you are a student, a scholar of end times prophecy. Where do you think we are on that timeline?
You know, people have been saying, well, you guys have been talking about this for 2,000 years. My answer to that is, well, in 2,000 years, everybody is waiting for the state of Israel to become a state again. And everybody, even in the 1800s, if you read the prophecies that are going on and the pastors, everybody was saying that's never going to happen. They're all over, they're scattered. But then what happened in 1948 and May 1 day, you know, Israel becomes a nation. I think that is the key to everything that's going on right now. It's unraveling at a fast rate. Unbelievable. And people are asking me, what is the next thing besides the rapture? And what I think the next major thing is the building of the temple in Jerusalem. I was there last year and did some research on that. If that is built, then the fact of the matter is it's not long before the Antichrist comes to power, and we are definitely in the end of the end days before the return of the Lord.
Yeah, but as Scripture tells us, but when we see these things happening, look up, because our redemption is drawing near, and that's what we're all praying for.
Absolutely.
Colonel David Giamona is the president of Battle Ready Ministries Online, battle-ready.org. Did I get that right?
That's correct.
And co-author with Troy Anderson of The Military Guide to Armageddon. Highly recommended. You can find it at the SkyWatch TV store, skywatchtvstore.com. Please take advantage of the Defender Virtual Conference Countdown, which launches on the web on October 15th. You can save $10. Use your early bird discount, $10 off if you register by 10:10, or save 10 by 10:10, as we've been saying. You can find all of the speakers and get all of the information about the conference, plus registration, at defenderconference.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. with Colonel David Giamona. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.
Call now and get Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, along with his groundbreaking best-selling book, Progressive Evil, and Dr. Thomas Horn's explosive original expose on the Marxist-driven deep state cabal, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, examines what current American leaders, including the Biden administration and his allies, intend for the United States that may very well usher in a biblical prophetic end times. Reveals the growing support in America for Marxist ideologies, socialism, communism, progressivism, and what that means for America. Explains the Marxist satanic and occult history, which influences America's ongoing cultural revolution. Provides Christ-centric and pre-rapture recommendations should we come under the grip of a Marxist one-world government, and so much more. This incredible special offer also includes Colonel Robert McGinnis' best-selling work, Progressive Evil, which reveals precisely how radicals in government and in our very own communities are steadfastly redefining America's rights, institutions, and ideals, making her globally irrelevant for the end times. But that's not all. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's groundbreaking expose, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD, which includes the original five-part Skywatch television investigative series deemed too hot for network television, not available anywhere outside this exclusive offer. This book and DVD series exposes the deep state actors from the Clintons and Obama to Joe Biden and the occult elite who are at war with Christianity and America's destiny. Demonstrates the diabolical body count lists and sacrificed whistleblowers who have attempted to thwart the plans of the global elite, and discloses the occult concepts and practices of a mysterious DC-based shadow empire. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for a donation of only $35, plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime Skywatch TV exclusive offer. The Give Me Liberty Patriot Package. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.